report and possible discussion on report on external audit plans and statutes of audit by Michael Bryan, Paget Stratman Company, LLP.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, board members. I'm Michael Bryan, here to give you the pre-audit report today. I'll be happy to answer any questions as I go. This is my contact information. We have been engaged by the board to conduct the financial statement audit again this year. We do, just to remind you, we do work for the board. Of course, when we conduct the audit, we work with management and staff to actually do the work. But at this point, and any time during the process, we're open to hear any concerns, questions, or comments you may have about the process. So we I'm going to communicate to you a high-level overview about the audit process, timing, et cetera. Things that that typically sometimes boards want to communicate to us. I've listed some bullet points, any things you have concerns about, questions, any accounting practices or transactions you can ask me today, or I've given you my contact information. I'm available anytime by email or phone if you want to communicate anything or ask me any questions. So what we've been engaged to do by the River Authority is to audit the financial statements for 2015, and we issue a report on our audit procedures. The River Authority staff does do all the preparation of the financial statements, so we are in the highest level of independence in that we're not preparing the information, we are auditing. In addition, the authority receives some federal and state grants. Depending on the dollar amount of those, there can be a compliance audit required on those grants. So we conduct the audit in accordance with the AICPA or American Institute of CPA standards and the government auditing standards, which is issued by the federal government. And at the end of the audit, in addition to our auditor's report on the financial statements, there's a list of other information and communication that we'll provide to the board about the audit process, and I've got a slide on that at the end. So at this point, we have done some preliminary planning. So this is a kind of a fancy chart to say we go out and gather information about the current year activities and internal controls and business operations and boil that down into a what we see as the risks of misstatement could be. So in other words, we're testing. We're doing our audit on a test basis. We have to identify what we think are the highest risk items of material misstatement to the financial statements, and then we conduct our audit procedures with respect to that. So this kind of helps point out things that might, you know, you might have concern about or question. Again, you know, we're here to hear any questions you have or any comments, or provide that to us at a different date by email or phone. Just a reminder about kind of how the audit workflow occurs. We've already done our most of our preliminary planning, met with management, done some updating on procedures and controls at this point. And then, of course, we're here to hear from the board or provide you a briefing. Most of the actual audit work happens after the end of the year in October, November timeframe. Then staff prepares the reports. We review all those in November, report back to the board at the January board meeting, and the final report is issued at that time after you've had a chance to review and approve of it. As I mentioned earlier, you know, we're focusing on auditing the financial statements. We're not auditing management's performance over operations. We're not auditing the economy or efficiency of operations. We're auditing the financial statements to make sure that they're fairly presented in conformity with generally accepted accounting principles. When we do an audit, we do review procedures and controls. If we became aware of anything that we consider to be what we call material weaknesses, which could be something that might result in a material misstatement in the financial statements. We have an obligation to report those to the board in writing. So not to just let you know, we do testing on internal controls. We do review them, but we're not giving an opinion on the system. The main areas we look at during the course of the audit are payroll, kind of the cash, the disbursement process, and the sales and cash receipts. In the federal and state grant area, if the threshold is met, which is $500,000 in expenditures for any one grant, we'll do a compliance audit over that grant, which is really a lower level audit. It's more transactional and compliance with rules and regulations. The last couple of years, you haven't met the threshold, so no official report's been required. But that's one of the things we have to, you know, assure during the course of the audit to see if that is required. And finally, at the end of the audit, in addition to our auditor's report on the financial statements, this is a whole list of things we will communicate about our process. So if you don't hear from us between now and January, that means everything's going smooth. There's no big issues or problems. We communicate most of the things in the right-hand column at the end of the audit. If there were a major dispute or disagreement or a fraud or illegal act uncovered, we would communicate that to the chair of the board, you know, immediately upon that occurrence. That is a quick, high-level overview and completes my report. I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody might have.
Mike, what is your interaction with the internal audit function?
In the past, we have interacted with the internal audit function and reviewed their what they did to see if there was anything we could rely on or any issues uncovered that we might need to be aware of. In the last year or two, since that position has been vacant and whatnot, there hasn't been a lot that we could deal with. But when the internal audit function is up and running, we communicate with them, and they communicate with us on risks of misstatement.
Just on an as-needed basis?
Yeah, that's correct.
They would probably at their request.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir.